When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Hey, teammate, great improv show tonight.
Oh, thanks, Derek. You too. I think I'm getting the hang of third beats.
Yeah, third beats are kind of the medical school of long-form improv, but you are nailing it.
Did you like in my edit from the group game how I was riding an old-timey Victorian bicycle? It's because somebody mentioned a unicycle during the opening.
You know, I thought you were tiptoeing through a minefield while walking two dogs, but now that I know, that move is so smart, and the audience watched it in such thoughtful silence.
Oh, I will take educational silence over ignorant applause every time.
Well, I think you'll have no shortage of that during your improv career. Hey, let me catch up with you. I want to jot down some thoughts on my mug work.
No problem. Yes, and later.
Well, listener, I have successfully infiltrated Trisha's improv team, and it's just as unsatisfying as I had feared. Meanwhile, the fabric of Foon has been shattered into more pieces than the mosaic birdbath of a 59-year-old divorcee finding herself through broken ceramics in Asheville. But don't take my word for it. I just paid $300 to get better at pretending. Let's just fire up the remote relay. Make yourself comfortable and point your flabby human ears at this.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land. Sorry, I'm trying to get this. Oh, I should have started this before.
Do you need help with this?
Shit, it's a weird old guy that I'm trapped in this schoolhouse with.
I'm not a weird old guy. I'm one of the parents.
You know what? You do kind of look young, but you got an old guy voice.
Thank you very much. What are you doing right now? You're supposed to be teaching our children.
Yeah, well, you know what? I told you I need a little personal time each week to record my podcast remotely with my buds who are trapped in different parts of Foon.
I'm not listening to this anymore.
Okay.
I'm done listening to this.
Arnie!
But thank you for listening to the beginning. That impression will still add to our listener count. Yeah. Oh, hey. It's working. Chunt?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. Is that old guy still around?
Yeah, he's over there.
Can you have him say, I am Usador?
Hey, old guy, will you just humor me and say, I am Usador?
I am Usador.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. How you doing, bud? Wait, you're not underwater anymore.
No, I got out.
So it's solved?
Yeah, it's partially solved. Now I'm on the beach. So I got out of the water, I'm on the beach. I'm a squid now, if you can't tell. Little squiddy boy. Ink bong.
You're a squid on the beach?
I'm a squid on the beach.
Are you going to die?
I'm not doing so hot, but but I am now trapped on the beach. I can't tell if I'm still trapped in, like, a shard of Foon, or if I'm just trapped because I'm a beached squid.
Sure.
Ooh,
sure.
Beached squid. As I say that, I'm getting hungry.
But still, maybe it's some good news, because we thought that we were all trapped permanently in these different small pockets of Foon, but you seem to have moved into a different pocket somehow. How did you do it?
A hope and a prayer. And I jumped as hard as I could as a CP Horpy. I propelled myself as hard as I could, thrusting up and out, and I landed on the shore.
Oh.
So it's real. You can get out of a pocket and into a new pocket.
That's...
You know what it might be? These shape-changing abilities might make it possible for him to skip between... What's that?
Is that old guy from the schoolhouse?
Leave me alone.
No, it's me. It's Usador.
Usador, turn the visual aspect of your jewel on. You can't just start talking in the middle of one of these rune conversations.
Yeah, the rune says audio only. What do you got to hide?
Okay, I've got it on now. I've got it on. Can you hear? Can you see me?
Ooh, yikes. Never seen a wizard in sweatpants. You hate to see that.
Well, I just thought it'd be, I might as well be comfy while, you know, I'm stuck here in this haunted hot spring with weak guy. So I'm taking some time for me.
Cool, yeah.
You know what? I think as long as we're trapped here, you should still, every day, you should still establish a routine for yourself. Feel like you're going out there, still getting things done.
Do a spell every day.
I'm going to learn to play the mandolin.
Oh, okay.
But Usador, this is very important information. Chunt, remember last week he was trapped underwater as a CP Horpy, but he's somehow gotten out of his shard and is now trapped on the beach as a squid.
Squid.
So it's a whole different world of possibilities.
Yes, I was listening. I suggested that perhaps his shape-changing abilities gave him the ability to skip betwixt these fractured remnants of Foon.
Yeah, come to think of that, as soon as I left the water, I didn't change at will. I changed, I guess it was just like instinctually. I wasn't in control. It was like a subconscious happening.
What? Did you shifted through shards?
I guess I shifted through shards. Hashtag shift through shards.
Yeah.
Speaking of shards, how are your chats and what were they? Beeps and chats?
Beeps and chats, yeah. The creatures you told me the names of?
That's what it was. Well, here's the thing. Arnie, can I be real with you for a second? Why the fuck are we doing this weekly right now? We should be doing a daily podcast. We're not going anywhere.
Oh.
Hashtag Magic Tavern Daily. Hashtag Mayor Daily.
Can it be shorter then?
May or may not daily. What's up?
If we do more, can they be shorter?
Ooh, can they be shorter?
They can't be longer. I know that.
Guys, I'm open to thinking about restructuring our release schedule, but I gotta be honest. Usually about 7 to 8 minutes into an episode, we run out of things to talk about. Like, I was thinking we should go to bi-weekly.
Arnie, you know I hate when you talk about your release schedule. I don't want to know when you masturbate. I know you do. It's fine. It's natural.
It's always 7 minutes into an episode.
If we were doing 6-minute episodes, we'd have a pre-roll ad, a mid-roll at 3.
Listeners, go back to every single episode. Listen to the 7-minute mark. You're going to hear Arnie coming.
Those aren't chair scratches.
You have a rusty penis.
I told you that in confidence.
So, Arnie, I'm sorry. I derailed us when we were talking about weekly and daily episodes. What were you going to say?
Oh, well, I really wasn't going to say. I mean, I've been still trying to teach these little sheep with bat wings that I'm not sure whether they're beeps or shats. I do know
beeps
that
and shats and beeps and shats.
One of those two is very dangerous. And, you know, there's a weird old guy that's also trapped in here with me. He's kind of more of a post-credits character. I mean, I feel like most listeners will...
I'm not that weird.
Shut up. Old guy, you are a post-credits character. I don't know. What makes you think you are welcome in the pre-end credits section of the episode?
Yeah, bide your time, asshole.
My name is Grandlore.
Grambler?
Whoever maintains the wiki, do not put that in.
Lord, I was born a Grambler man. Hey, Arnie, did I tell you I got a new guy on the beach here?
No, who's it's with some, you on the beach?
Some sort of drunk seagull.
Uh-huh.
He's passed out.
Oh. Have you tried waking him, like, repeatedly?
I tried twice and gave up. Should I try three times?
That's the thing with seagulls.
Yes, try. Wait, wake him up. You see, we need people like Grambler around and perhaps this gentleman on the beach because how are we going to get guests in this new world?
Yeah, that's fair. But this guy's pretty drunk.
Oh, you. This sounds great. This sounds like great content. Wake him up. Wake him up.
Oh, sorry, he's eating out another squid.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Please, turn the visual aspect of your rune off. Or at least walk so that's not happening right behind you.
I thought it would make for good podcast. Sorry. I'll turn my rune around.
Well, you know what? If we want to get guests, and clearly we do not want to talk to this seagull, I've been playing around with this jewel, and I think if you move the rune this way... It kind of, you're open up to other people. I don't really, I started the sentence thinking I was going to be able to explain it. You kind of like.
It doesn't sound like you don't know what you're talking about. It sounds like you've never spoken before.
That might be it.
So it sounds like, I'm not having any issues or qualms with you having the technological insight to what a rune does. It just sounds like you don't know how to string together words.
I mean, there's a little, it's like 25% that, and then like, like a 40.
Oh, shit. Arnie, my bad. Arnie, my bad. I didn't realize we're 7 minutes in. My bad. You do you. Keep going. Keep going.
Yes, if you trace your fingers along the edges of the gemstones and make certain runes that are shown there to you, yes, you could reach out to other people, potentially. Are you done?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm saying we should open our DMs. Is that how you say it?
Yes, there are all sorts of strange runes on here, like DMs, slip-ins, sexts. Those are all types of runes.
Oh, thank God. I think we got somebody. Guys, we got through the pre-guest portion of the... I know this is a tough time.
Don't forget, pre-guest can still make you pregnant.
So you don't need me?
No! Maybe.
Grambler.
You get some post-credits time.
Fine.
Jazos. Okay, it looks like someone's trying to contact us.
Please let us in. Let us in through the waiting room.
Open your waiting room to us, and we shall come into the place that we have been allowed into.
There's someone in the waiting room.
Who is that in the waiting room? It sounds so familiar.
I recognize
those voices. We are stuck in the waiting room of your rune. Please let us in.
Accept our invitation to join this most auspicious rune, and we will come bringing magical powers unto you.
Arnie, it sounds like they want to be in the rune where it happens. Let them in.
I know. I was going to say, they sound quite young. Maybe they're children of rune. But that one's not for everybody.
Who is it for, Arnie? Name one person it's for.
Now, don't get angry at Arnie. He's just being frank. Now, it's important that we let these children speak. Somebody, please, children, what do you need? I am Usidor, and I'm here to help thee.
We need you to let us into your rune.
Arnie, let
you
them in.
You should be seeing an icon at the bottom of your rune
just
that lets you know that there are participants that are waiting in a waiting
just
room.
Trace a fire sigil on the rune to accept an invitation into the rune.
You know, you start to feel like you understand how to do a rune, but then you just get into a situation where you're like, I don't know how to do this thing with a rune.
If I'm being honest, I'd never heard of runes up until, like, 2 weeks ago.
There, I've done it. A fire sigil.
You are now in the presence of the Fresh Grave Twins!
Oh!
Oh, shit!
My sister, Shnanessa.
My brother, Snakin.
Snakin? Shnanessa, it's so good to see you. You know, we were teaching for a while at Chiselknob, right after we last encountered you.
Oh, yes. And what did you think of that old school? Gosh, I'm so, like, happy that we're, like, out of school now. I can't even believe it.
Oh.
I can't even believe we spent so long in there, and now that we're out of there, I feel like I'm a different man. And when I try to talk to the people still there, it's like, what do I even have in common with you anymore?
I can't talk to anyone in any of the houses anymore. Like, it doesn't matter to me at all. If you even were a dingle-dong, I have, like, nothing in common with you now that me and Snakin are worldly adults.
Wait,
or at least we were, like, about to be worldly adults.
How long has it been since you graduated?
Like, a couple months.
A couple of months at least.
Did you both magic beards onto yourselves?
This is a fun rune filter, actually.
Yes, don't you know about filters? Look, I will now make it look like we are two dogs.
Whoa.
Look, now the two of us are one dog.
Whoa.
But the dog has two beards.
And now the same dog is walking into a door behind you.
Yes, that's right.
That's
We've pre-taped a video to be our background. Don't you know how to play with your rune?
I sort of drew the moon behind me on this wall.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, it hasn't really lasted through the week very well.
Do you guys want to see a drunk seagull eating out a squid?
Yes.
That's my background. Oh, shit. You know what? He's just drowning. Sorry. There's no squid there. He's just face down in water. Let me move him.
Oh, no.
Let me move him.
Well, now
that seagull is wasted. Everyone knows when seagulls get wasted, that's what they sound like.
I don't even speak whatever language that is, but I bet someone understands it.
I know what it sounds like when doves cry and when seagulls get wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So Fresh Grave Twins, now that you're worldly graduates... well, one, who did you have as your commencement speaker? Did you have a
commencement? What was that again?
A commencement speaker?
Oh, we didn't go to our commencement because we were, like, very too cool for that.
We were like, F that noise. We're out of here.
We did that thing where as soon as the final toll went on the bells, we like burst into the hallways and ripped up books and tomes, and we put the pages everywhere. And then we like put some wheels on a first year and like slid down the staircases on them. So we were like doing very cool stuff.
Wait, you rode a first year down the stairs?
No, we put wheels on a first year.
Putting wheels on someone and riding them down the stairs seems like the most counterproductive magic. Turn them into a sled. What the fuck are the wheels for?
The wheels are to make it bumpy when you go down the stairs.
You want it to be bumpy, and then when you land, we wheeled very far.
That's evil.
So we were, like, busy doing that and, like, pranks and goofs and dark magic. And then we were like, okay, we're about to go into the world. And we were, like, seeing the world, having a good time, and then we got chunked, we got sharded, but now we're thinking, you know, maybe it's time for us to, like, get serious, use this time to be, like, more productive.
Yes, and it's hard. Sometimes you're in a situation where you're like, I should be more productive right now. I'm in this chunk. I'm in this shard. I have nothing
but
time.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to interrupt, Freshgrave Twins, and I, you know, I'm a little older, so I don't understand all of your hip teen wizard lingo, but when you say you got chunked and sharded, are you referring to the fact that we're all trapped in different things, or is that something else you're talking about?
No, we're referring to the communal experience we've all had of being chunked and sharded.
What are you guys calling it?
The shattering.
What are you guys calling it?
The shattering.
The shattering.
Oh, sure.
It's hard to tweet.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm on the same page as you. We're all magic users. Granted, I am a wizard born, but I had a similar experience when I left the Great Halls of Tarakas the last day. I flew up on a broom, and I pulled down my sunglasses, and I said, "So long, sucker," and I flew away into the clouds.
Classic. Classic.
Very good.
You love to see it. Well, I mean, it would have been better if you'd put wheels on the broom and rode the real broom down the stairs. But, I mean, you do you.
If only I could go back in time. And I can!
That story that you just told, Usador, about the time you put wheels on a broom and rode it down the stairs is the best thing I've ever heard.
Thank you very much.
It sounded like you cast a spell to go back in time. Did you do
that?
The
thing about going back in time is that by doing it, you invalidate the need to do it in the first place. So...
Well,
it's a little complicated.
But he also made it so and made it true. So now we only know this one. You know?
That's right. That's why I only travel in time for aesthetic reasons.
So you can't go back in time and prevent the shattering?
Yeah, but that might have another profound effect upon future events. Whereas, you know, just...
You might double chunk.
You might double chunk. We don't want to double chunk. Do you want to double chunk, Chun?
No. You call that the caterpillar effect?
Now, I will say that double sharding does mean something different.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
double sharding should only be done between multiple consensual adults with a lot of people spotting for safety.
Yes. You need people who are exclusively spotting. They can't get involved.
They're there
just to make sure that the icicles don't get into any wrong places.
And they'll want to. They will want very badly to, so they have to be people that you trust.
Yes.
What are the right places?
Well, that's a very personal question.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to ask, you'll never know.
Never know.
Oh, I chunked it. Did I use that right? Can I use... No.
No.
No, you didn't. But, you know, half of it is just doing it with confidence. So the moment you ask if you used it right, you didn't.
That's when you didn't.
Right.
Oh, I chunked it.
Anyway, we were sort of sending out a blanket.
Good.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. I was practically sweating. I wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah. No, so smooth that I just walked right on by it.
Very good. But, yes, like Snakey was saying, we were like, okay, we're chunked. We're sharded. Let's do some things in this time that we weren't normally going to do because we were going to gallivant, take our gap era... Ooh. And just sort of, like, spend some time learning life lessons. But now we're like,
I guess...
So the
first thing we did was we tried light magic, which is not really our thing. And
how was it? How was it?
It blows.
It was, like, sort of like...
What?
It was really... You know, it's like when you want to take a bath, but you only have a very small bath, but you've taken a bath in a big bath.
You're like, in theory, I understand what should be nice about this, but this just isn't doing it for me.
Oh, but
this bath is much smaller, and I know what a big bath
is. But imagine squeezing yourself down into the tiniest bath so that you can enjoy every single droplet of it.
No, like if I'd never been in a big bath, then maybe a little bath would be like, oh, this is nice. But once you've done very cool dark magic and put wheels on a first year, you can't be in a small light bath.
Excess. Excess is evil.
When your magic is black, you never go back.
When you guys said you thought about taking a gap era, is that where you take some time off to work retail?
That's an era of gap. A gap era is when you take, like, however much time you feel like to just sort of, like...
An era,
you know? There's no, like, prescriptive amount of time. It's just an era where you sort of, like, travel and...
Find yourself.
Sort of like a shabbatical.
Yes. Very similar.
Yes. Do you know about the baticals, Arnie?
No.
The bats that spend their entire existence finding themselves and seeking new opportunities.
Their entire existence?
From the moment they're born to the moment they die. A batical just flies around the world seeking new experiences and life lessons.
So then do they die when they find themselves, or they just like never
they die,
get there?
They die when they die. They're just constantly seeking new things.
Is it possible they don't exist?
What? Oh, because they're so huge?
No, if they can't find themselves, maybe the problem is they don't exist at all.
Wow.
Arnie, what sort of philosophy trip are you on?
I chunked it.
Someone took one class and all of a sudden has a lot of thoughts.
Total chunk.
I can't even. So you thought about taking a gap era. You thought about dabbling in light magic. You didn't settle on either of those. What'd you end up doing?
Well, we're not really sure. We're trying to leave as many sort of avenues open for us as possible, which sort of brings us to our call today.
Yes. Yeah, so then we were like, you know what this is a good time for? Working the net.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about working the net, Arnie?
Are you fishing?
It's the sort of arcane net. It's the arcane network of sort of all beings of Foon and other existences. And it's sort of both a support structure.
It's like you send a lot of like cold messages to your like the friends of your parents. And you're like, listen, I know you think of me as just that small twin, but actually now I'm an adult. And if you have any opportunities, I'd love to like take you out for a drink and maybe just like gab about like ways you could employ me.
And I pay for the drink, and the sort of implication is that I'm like a trustworthy adult now who has the funds and wherewithal to buy drinks.
And then you want to like close it with a joke that's like, either way, it'll be more successful than the time my dad tried to barbecue a whole turkey. Best snake and Instanessa. You know, you want to like call it back.
Have we told you about the time our father, the fool, a classic chirping bird move, tried to barbecue an entire turkey?
Details.
Well, you're supposed to make sure that it's not frozen at all, and you can't lower it into the oil at any wrong angle because it has just a cavity of moisture that you're mixing with the oil and spit and fire of your barbecue,
so not
it really exploded.
Yeah, so not only did he not let it thaw, but also the turkey had been fed a diet of only water orbs. So this is a wet bird inside and out.
This was a wet bird, and not in a good way.
So hold on, I got my visual working now. So what I'm doing here is wrong, because this turkey's totally frozen, and I was going to put these fireworks in it and shoot it directly sideways into that burning oil.
Okay, the fireworks are okay.
Okay.
Everything else about that was wrong.
Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, you don't want a wet bird inside and out like that seagull.
Oh, also, it's alive, Usador.
Yes?
Oh, no, that bird that you have is alive.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty dark, Usador.
Well,
I thought you were sort of a light boy. I thought you were like, he's a light boy. That's kind of like dark shit.
In the story about you're a light boy, but you're a light boy that put wheels on a broom and rode it down the stairs.
I have my dark side. I am the master of light and shadow. It's very important when you love birds that you sometimes stuff them full of fireworks, shoot them directly into a boiling hot cauldron full of oil, and then devour them because they're delicious.
I frequently find that I don't know you nearly as well as I thought I did, Usador. And it's honestly... One thing that I'm finding now as an adult is how much I don't know, you know? Like, I know how much I have yet to know.
Yes, this is the path of wisdom, to understand what you don't understand.
And Usador, we just like to, like, keep this conversation going. So, like, we're going to slip you, we're going to, like, send you a message of, like, some of our other work experience, okay. Some of our other skills. And if anything you, like, ever, you know, need just someone to sort of, like, bat around ideas with, or
we'd love
if you're
to buy you a, we'd love to buy you a rainbow bowl or a red potion.
And just sort of and keep this sort of, conversation
we'll,
going.
We'll Usador. Pay for it.
Oh.
Usador, chunt. We're being chunked. They're chunking us.
And if nothing
They're
else,
totally chunking us.
It'll be much better than the time that we pushed that small boy off that flying whale we were on with. Wasn't that a fun time?
I remember Best that.
Snake and Inch Nanissa.
Oh, thank oh, you fuck. So much. Thank
Forgot
you.
About that.
Oh, well, what a nice. How nice of those young people to reach out to me. I feel like I'm still valid and important. I shall surely take them under my wing and turn them to the side of good, so that they can join my quest and help me defeat evil wherever it goes, or at very least I can give them some sort of side quest and they can make some gold.
Usador, don't you get it? They're just buttering you up to get something out of you.
Oh, yes.
You old chunk.
You know, if you're going to keep chunking, I'm going to make you do the truffled shuffle.
What's the truffled shuffle?
The truffled shuffle? It's when you dance eating truffles.
Yeah.
Which kind?
It's dealer's choice on that.
It's a punishment because truffles... There's such a complex flavor that you really don't want to be doing anything that distracts from your enjoyment of
them. That's very true.
Yeah, if it's dealer's choice, truffle up and deal. I want to do that. I want some truffles, but oink oink, I'm a little piggy. Let me try and shift into a pig. Oh boy, I don't think I can shapeshift in the Shattering.
Oh, but you did change when you went through the barrier, didn't you?
Yeah, but it wasn't a conscious change. It was just, again, sort of instinctual, sort of guttural.
Interesting.
This is fucking
that's
wild.
That's, like, really amazing, and I feel like me and Snake have been experiencing a lot of that. A lot of just, like, changes of growing and just, like, not realizing, oh, we did this subconsciously, and, like, all of a sudden I'm the type of person who, like, knows how to do things.
I did want to mention, it feels like Snakin, is wearing a new hat that's pretty much wearing him. It seems to
oh,
be
this?
A personality.
Oh, this whole thing? Oh, this?
And it seems like Shanessa got a tattoo in Elvish. Do you even speak Elvish?
No, I don't. But the guy he promised me that it means growth.
Does it?
And I'm like very into that right now.
Was he Elvish?
He wasn't.
He wasn't. I got one on my foot. He said it says breathe. It's just a sort of reminder for me.
I really love that.
Wait,
really
is that on your real foot or the ghost foot?
The real foot. We tried to do it on the ghost foot. It didn't take.
Huh.
Well, the ghost, sadly, can't breathe. And so I feel like there was a bit of a natural rejection there.
Well, that's why.
And Snake, and I can't help but notice you're holding up a tattered copy of On the Robe,
famous
wizard novel that most graduates try and thrust in the face of everyone they see.
Oh, yeah, I've just been sort of dabbling. I mean, I've read it before. I'm just going through it a second time because there's so much that I feel like I didn't really appreciate the first time.
He has, like, so many pages earmarked and stuff. And what's great is because of our psychic bond, like, he's read it, but now so have I.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like, trying to make my way through Infinite Best for both of us.
Nobody reads Infinite Best.
I'm reading Infinite Best. This is the perfect time.
It's the perfect time.
All of us, as we're chunked and sharded, should be reading Infinite Best. What do you want? Do you want to come out of the Shattering and not have read Infinite Best? How will you look at yourself?
It's a good point. I myself am impressed by how active you both are and what great strides you have made in improving yourself. And I would be willing to have you join my quest for, 23,000 gold a year. Seems like a good starting salary.
Usador, that is, like, such an honor, and I can't believe you'd open up the negotiations. That's, like, really beautiful and forthright of you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because Snakin and I offer such, like, a team dynamic, I really hesitate to get into the nitty-gritty. I feel like maybe at this point we should let, like, a third party do this for us. But at the same time, I do want to say, is that a split rate, or is that for each of us?
You would each get 23,000.
Okay.
But we also have cold brew on tap.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Did I say on tap? I meant in my hat. I have cold brew in my hat.
We're just going to circle up, and we're going to get back to you, like, as soon as possible.
So it's not on tap, it's in cap.
In cap, yes.
I want to make an offer. I'm planning on opening up a new restaurant at some point. If you,
are you
two
bidding against me?
No, no, no. Well, hold on. Oh. If you two want to work for me at this restaurant, I can't pay, but I can offer you XP, which is experience points, which you can use to level up to eventually a better job. So,
I just feel like maybe if we were in the breaks between our years at Chisel Knob, like that kind of experience would make more sense. But now I feel like we need to really honor and value our worth. Mm. And I don't know that XP is really even morally right.
There was a time when I absolutely would have worked for XP. Absolutely.
Let's be clear. We would have worked for XP.
And have. And have.
And have. And have. And have.
But I feel like at a certain point in time, we are sorcerers. We know that our skills are in demand. If sorcerers keep working for XP, then people will only give sorcerers XP. You know? And at the end of the day, I can't eat XP. I can only eat clouds, darkness, crows, shadows, small berries, large fruits, and many other things that I can eat, but
to
not
be fair,
XP.
I can eat half of those.
Oh, so
Arnie, did you have a job offer?
What, me?
No, thank you. No, thank
you. Arnie, I think that we're probably okay.
We're good, Arnie, but thank you.
I think
thank
we're
you
probably
so
okay, but thank oh. you so much.
Arnie, they're just out of school. Maybe you can set them up with a podcast?
Oh.
Anyone can set themselves up with a podcast.
I mean, I guess we could do a spin-off podcast or something that's just the Fresh Grave Twins.
Honestly, I was not interested. But then when you said the Fresh Grave Twins, I feel,
You weren't interested until I said your name?
It appealed to my vanity. I liked hearing my name out loud. I liked the idea of a lot of people referring to a product by my name. How would it go, Shnez? How would it go? Something like, Hello, welcome to Gravely Fresh with the Fresh Grave Twins.
That one is Snakin.
That
one, Fresh Grave.
Shnanessa, Fresh Grave.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Okay, Ani, can you beat Usador's rate?
I'll be in touch. I'll let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we need to ping this message in a week or so, we will. I just don't want you to be offended, but I am one to sort of bump a thread, say, hey, just circling back on this. Hey, just checking in per my last email.
Oh, sure. Are
you familiar with ping magic?
No.
So it's ping? If we have sent you a message and you have received it, but you haven't replied to it, we will do a magic where a small needle, it's not super painful, but it's not painful. But it's just like, it goes boop, and you're like, oh, I had forgotten about that. Oh. And the needle reminded me.
Well, you don't need to do that. Look,
we'll give you time. We'll give you a reasonable amount of time. We're not going to prematurely ping. That's not who we are.
You can still get pregnant from premature pings.
But if you go a week.
And Arnie, have you heard of circling back?
No.
That's if you haven't replied to someone, you fall asleep, and in the night, they send an entity to draw a circle of blood on your back, thereby binding you to respond within the next 24 hours. Or else you die.
We really try not to circle back.
Sure.
Like, that's sort of a last resort. That's like, you're actually the person doing my taxes. I desperately need you to respond.
We're going
to
ping you two or three times before we will even consider circling
back. Now, a bump the chain is where for a whole day you'll feel the slight bump of a chain on your side, as if you're wearing like a cool chained wallet.
Like this one.
See? The one like snake and sporting. Nice. But it'll be like that feeling when you have like a hair on your face and you can't find it. You can't see the chain, but it's just lightly bumping you. So we'll probably give you two pings, bump a chain, and then if we must, we'll circle back.
And all of this can be avoided if you simply respond in a reasonable time.
Did you guys notice how when Snakin showed his chained wallet, he snuck in that he was holding a copy of Thomas Python's latest book?
Oh, this?
You're not reading Thomas Python. Nobody reads Thomas Python.
Well, no one reads it, but we live it. Am I right?
We live it.
Oh, the crying of Lot 69. I was going to say Gravity's Rain Grow, but I wanted to do the smarter one. The crying of Lot 69.
That's about those two people with 69 while weeping?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to complete reading The Cleric in the Rye.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Fresh Grave Twins right after these messages.
Chunked it.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law & Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
All right. So, you know, Freshgrave Twins, have you had any kind of job offers so far before the three of us?
Well, we've had a lot of good sort of meetings. Obviously, right now, they still all have to be in runes. So it feels like right now it's just about building up a lot of good sort of vibe and good connections while we like work the net. And I feel like if we can work the net, if we can really use this time to sort of like work the net as best we can, then when we're out of the shattering, I mean, then it'll be like we have the pick of the litter, you know?
So it sounds like reading between the lines, you don't have a lot of options right now.
We like to keep our options sort of open, and we don't want to get tied down to the wrong thing too soon.
Can I get down to brass tacks here for a moment? I must ask, are you still using your parents' health sorcerers?
Yes, but I don't feel like there's any shame in that. I feel like until, like, the system reflects the actual needs of healthcare, like, I'm not going to be ashamed that, yes, I am technically getting my checkups from two chirping birds. Like,
you don't have to convince me. You don't have to convince me.
It sounded like I had to convince you.
No. I don't believe that health sorcerers should be tied to employment. But yet that is the system that we have.
You know, and so I just feel like we have to, wherever the system has started to lean in the direction of not being tied to work, I think we need to support and say, yes, this is a good step forward. So, yes, I have no problem being on
it. It's much cheaper for now. And then when we turn 26, then we will, like, it's the financially wise decision for us to say, regardless if we could afford a different plan, it allows for more higher level spells to be used every week.
Yes, exactly. You see, Arnie, when a young mage or a witch or a warlock turns into 26 ravens, they're no longer allowed to be on their parents' health sorcerers.
Yeah, you sort of, I gotta say, I feel like, and sometimes it's hard to tell tone through rune, like it's different if you're in person, but I feel like you're being kind of condescending to these younger, up-and-coming wizards. They're just dealing with the system that you older wizards put into place.
Oh, you think I'm being condescending, but it's hard to tell?
Okay, booming voice.
Look, it's easy for you. You're a wizard, and, you know, you always had it where, you know, you die and you just magically come back.
Well, yeah. What am I supposed to do? Not come back?
Usador, like, you know, we don't always see eye to eye about everything, like, basically, like, what magic is for and what kind of magic is good. But I want to say, like, I never thought this before, but you're being a little bit of a starin'. And I don't use that lightly. You're just a little bit of a starin'.
What's a starin'?
Starin' is like you know, someone from an era, a generation where you're like, you just won't get it. You're like staring off. You never get things. You're staring at your own navel. You're just not with it. You're just like kind of a staring.
And it's tricky because at a certain age, it's like they're never going to change.
Right.
It's the world they grew up in. They've lived several lifetimes. They die. They come back. They're a confluence of the wind and birds and fire. Yada, yada, yada. This, that, and the other thing.
Frogs or, and squirrels.
Yeah, frogs and squirrels. Whereas, you know, a modern sorcerer is born and studies and accrues debt and comes into a workplace wherein there aren't the sort of magical opportunities that there were for the generations before us. And all at a time when we're being pressured to grow up faster and faster and sort of cast more advanced magics early, which is fine for us because we're adults and we're absolutely happy with it.
We like can handle it. We haven't felt like any undue pressure. We didn't like not go to commencement because we were crying. We were like, we weren't like actually trying to hide in Jizzle Knob and act like we were a year younger because we weren't ready for the pressures of the real world. And we didn't like skateboard out on a first year only to like look back and look at the school that we never really appreciated while we were there. And
we definitely didn't try to make it a sled and then wheels are just sort of what happened. And then later we were like, well, then definitely wheels were what we tried to do the whole time. We're fine. The world is our oyster, and oysters are to be brought under the control of dark magics and give their pearls unto us.
Dark pearls.
I'm not trying to defend Usador, but I will say, you know, 15 years ago, I built my first hovel.
Okay, all right. This is another thing. We cannot be tied to this narrative that ownership of hovels is a mark of your worth, okay?
First of all, how much did it cost you to build that first hovel?
Oh my gosh, please tell me how much that hovel was.
I want to say it was like 14 tree branches and 3 rock, 1 clay, something like that.
Okay, so most of those things are not even currency
anymore. And you know what? I know you want to like
off the ground.
You want to sit back and say if we just, you know, didn't have as many avocado ghosts, which is when you only eat the pit. If
we
didn't do that, then we'd have our own hovel by now.
Look, I'm just saying, I was brought into this world to be a champion for the forces of good by a confluence of fire and rain and birds and squirrels and frogs, and all they did is bring me forth fully formed into this world as a magical wizard and handed me 1,000,000 gold pieces to make my way on my own.
A million gold pieces? But here's the thing, Usador, I feel like you're not listening to yourself because... Huh?
What do you mean?
You're starting with an incredible head start that I feel like you take for granted.
Hold on. You're saying a wizard who arrives fully born, a full adult with powers, and 1,000,000 gold and no debt, somehow has a leg up?
Yes.
Yeah, I made myself.
You didn't make yourself. You were called together. You were formed. And you know, all I want to do right now for you, Usador, and I feel like maybe you never really got the chance to think about this concept because you came into being fully formed, but I'm just going to show you my cool wrist tattoo, and I want you to go ahead and read this elfish.
Just read that.
It says, kill the rich.
Oh, darn. I thought it said growth, but I stand by that also.
Now read mine. Now read mine, Usador.
Now read mine.
And yours says breathe? Is that right?
That's the one on my foot. This is a different one. This is a wrist one.
That one says groan.
Oh, shoot.
No, it's supposed to say growth.
And it's not G-R-O-W-N. It's G-R-O-A-N.
Well, the guy... Hold on. We might need to talk to the guy.
That guy... I really thought he knew what he was doing, but maybe that guy...
Do they mean me?
Oh.
Who's that?
Who's that in the back? Is that an old man?
I'm Granblower.
There's an old guy.
He looks like he's wearing that moon you drew.
Stop walking into the...
Tell him to shut up.
Shut up. I'm so sorry. He's a post-credits guest at best.
Chun, what is that seagull doing? Does he... looks like he's sort of looking through the sand for something.
Yeah, he was muttering earlier. I guess he pissed off his crewmates. They chucked him overboard, and he's looking for his communicator in the sand.
Why does he dress like Donald Duck? That seems actionable.
I don't know what that is.
Who?
Hasn't heard.
Like
what's,
who?
What's Donald Duck?
Anyone that doesn't wear pants.
Oh.
Ooh, I call that a Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of the Pooh Bears, Arnie?
No, I don't know.
Their whole culture is based around a hatred of pants. Giant bears who go to war over the idea that to put pants on is to commit sacrilege.
And they sound intimidating, but they're charming.
Very charming.
And they wipe their ass while rubbing up against the tree.
Until they get stuck in the tree.
That's right. But don't be afraid of them, Arnie. They smell of honey, so you can smell them from like 100 acres away.
Possibly the most terrifying thing about them is they sort of have this ability to appeal to all sorts of other animals that would normally be their enemies. Rabbits, tigers that bounce, gophers, owls. They will all Pinglets. Come to the... Small pigs, that's right. Not adult pigs. Small pigs. Will all come to their aid in their time of need.
But can I be honest? The most terrifying thing about a Pooh Bear is that he represents the ephemeral nature of your childhood.
Janessa, you're crying and it's making me cry because we share a psychic bond.
I'm sorry you can feel my sadness and my melancholy over our lost youth.
Oh, and I too, here now lamenting my own youth. Where did I put those million gold pieces?
And I'm crying because I'm a squid and I haven't been in the water for about 8 hours.
And I'm sad because all this crying is probably really annoying to listen to.
Wait, I'll protect us all. I'll protect us all. Expegnim perfonis. Oh, the only thing that can make childhood ennui, you know, come in the source that you want is my perfonis. It's a desk lamp named Pixar.
And mine, a ball, named Ball.
So
now I know what you're thinking. Looking at this is actually like, oh no, I feel like what they really deal with is childhood melancholy, but we're just going to deal with sort of like the first beginning parts of it, where unless it's one of them, normally that part's a little more joyful, a little more upbeat, not yet into the waterworks.
Yeah, that you know, Snake and Shinanessa, honestly, you can't feel sad about getting older. That's honestly the worst thing a young person can do. You can do any kind of annoying things. You can do evil spells. But old people hate it when young people feel old because that means we're really old.
I don't know what to tell you, Arnie. We're not as young as we used to be. And oh my, the first years when we were leaving, they felt like tiny, tiny babies.
Teeny, tiny babies. And I was confused how they could even walk. They looked so tiny to me. To think that we were there years ago.
They spend so much of their time not casting magic, but watching other people cast magic. And that's their sort of entertainment. Like, they have the ability to do the magic, but they don't do the magic. They, you know, kill a horse or do whatever it takes to sort of like watch.
Pop and lock.
Pop and lock, yes. Yeah. And to watch other people do magic. And they also have all of these, clock dances. Are you familiar with the clocks?
No.
Okay, so clocks.
Careful, if you get into it, it's going to take up a lot of your time.
Okay. All right. I'm intrigued. I'd like to know more.
I've got a lot of time.
Basically, there are some clocks and the pendulum that goes tick and talk inside the clock. If you stare at it for long enough, the pendulum comes to life and will do an intricate dance. And if you are able to copy that intricate dance, and it will, then that intricate dance will then be played on the clock, and you will accrue social power over others. For they will see your dance and they will think, what a popular and talented boy or girl or non-binary person to be able to do this clock dance.
How complicated are these clock dances?
They're in a range, and some of them look like they aren't complicated, but don't be fooled, they are complicated. And I've been sort of in this place where I'm like, should I get into the clock dances?
Because we're not that much older than the people that really crushed those clock dances.
But then I think, no, that's definitely only going to yield me XP, and I'm only interested in doing things that are worth my time.
Yes, and I have another sad part of this tale to impart to thee, for you may not have experienced this yet. But if you do it, and people realize that you are older than them, it won't be cool anymore.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Wait, me?
Oh, Arnie, there was no chance you were going to do it and it would be cool.
You chalked it, bro. You chalked it.
Less than zero.
I could do one of the simpler ones. Like, what if I touch my shoulder and then my other shoulder?
You're already embarrassing yourself.
And then I lift my arm up and I kind of sway.
You touched your head, then you're nuts.
I hate this. I hate it.
But then I do. Wait. It gets better. Then I switch over to the other side.
That does not.
How could it not?
I touch my shoulder.
As bad as it could be.
Arnie, you snore right. You are less than zero and you don't know the rules of attraction.
It's vaguely about anxiety, I think.
We have experienced that, Usador, though. There was this, gosh, it's been so long. Shanessa, what was the name of the big hollowed out porpoise that they turned into that sort of cool drinking establishment?
The hollowed out porpoise?
That was right. That's right. It's called the hollowed out porpoise.
Oh, so we were at
the I thought you said the hollowed out corpus.
No, well, no,
I mean,
no.
It's the corpse. It's the corpse of a porpoise, so I suppose it's a corpus.
It's
but no,
the HOP, the hollowed out porpoise. When people kids say, "Let's go to the hop," they mean the hollowed out porpoise.
So we were at the hop, and we would be there all the time. But then, one of the faculty found out about it, and they came to the hollowed out porpoise, and we never went back.
We never went back. That was the end of the hop. We could hop no more. Now it's funny because the corpus of a porpoise is their signature drink.
Oh,
do you know Christy the corpus?
Christy Corpus?
Yeah.
Corpus.
Yeah, she's that dead narwhal.
She's the dead narwhal, yeah. She's a friend of a cousin of mine.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. That's sort of like working your net, Chunt. You know, like, okay, I know this narwhal. Maybe if you get back into the restaurant business, you know, that can help connect to places like the Hop, which maybe might be cool still for sort of your demo. I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, what sort of restaurant are you opening? Are we talking, is this like a Choo Choo's Chow reboot, or what is this here?
Well, Choo Choo's Chow didn't seem to hit home, so I think what I'm going to do now is maybe something more like a food cart. Ooh. So it'd just be like, it wouldn't be like a brick and mortar, it'd just be like a cart that I maybe tie around my waist and, you know, walk around town. And sell my, you know.
That's interesting. I think maybe even before you get to that, you could just pop up every once in a while.
Oh, just do a little pop-up?
Yeah, just do a little pop-up.
Huh. Just sort of appear in people's homes behind them when they're very hungry. I find that people are at their most vulnerable when they want something now. So your ability to be there sort of soon is I think, critical in this today's market.
Interesting.
And if you do eventually upgrade to a full cart, I know who can put wheels on you.
Usador.
I'm
thank you for working that net for us. Working yes, we're very happy.
A Usador you right now.
Put wheels on me and shove me down the stairs of success.
It may involve us trying to make you a sled and getting really sad, but I think we could access that sort of pathos.
I'm willing to take that. I mean, if you all could help, if you want to, if you want to be part of it, I'm offering XP.
This seems like a really cool way for us to collaborate. That's maybe a little less of a commitment. Yeah. Than being in the restaurant full-time for XP, just like one quick collab.
Not only that, but if you're interested in sort of a zero money down situation from you, we can always take points on the back end, stock or a percentage of the business.
Yeah, like beef stock or vegetable stock, any kind of...
Turnip stock.
You have to know what you're worth, but you can't just shut out anything that's free. Sometimes it's about getting your name out there and letting people know. That's why I go from town to town, from tavern to tavern, from library to ancient temple to learn about evil in all its forms, so that I may someday defeat it. But everywhere I go, I say unto the people I meet, I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, yes. Devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarak.
Yes.
The elves know me as Fiengelik. The dwarves know me as Zernan and Hustangis. Yes.
Arnie,
and I am known in the northeast as Gasmuinius Maestar. And that is branding.
I will say your branding is on point, Usador.
Thank you. Usador, you don't have to say the whole thing anymore. In the rune window, your entire name is written in the corner. We can barely see you.
Well, it scrolls by slowly, which means you really only get a small part of it at any given point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just had my initials on Twitter. I can do that here, too.
Stankin and Shanessa, if you two were given unlimited funds, what would you do? What business do you want
to... Give it back, because to have unlimited funds is an immoral amount of funds to have. No one should have unlimited funds.
There is no such thing. Okay, Chunt, I want you to understand something, okay? There is no such thing. There, wealth is still a finite resource, okay? So we can't have... If you have it unlimited, then that completely messes with everything, all right? So there, we can't even entertain an answer to this question. But let's say we were given 100,000 gold coins.
Let's say we were given 100,000 gold coins, John.
Then, I don't know. We'd probably just, like, use it slowly, you know, go on lots of trips.
And 100,000 gold coins, that's like 6 months' salary nowadays?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, it's what the Freshgrave twins say is true. You cannot have unlimited funds. But when you're hanging out with them, you can have unlimited fun.
That's right.
Well done. I
unlimited
did want you
to. Fun. Sorry, I think my rune is on a delay.
Sure.
You also said it as if it was a question, Arnold.
Was it a question?
No, I thought we were all just...
We'll ask again.
Unlimited fun?
Yes.
That made it seem like not only were you suspicious that you wouldn't have fun with us, but like you'd never spoken the word fun. Like you were like, is this the word?
Oh, wait, we're 57 minutes in. On the sevens. Like clockwork.
Like cockwork?
Duh.
The crying of Lot 69. Well, Shanaken and Shinanessa, thank you for crashing our rune session.
Thank you for letting us in through the waiting rune. We appreciate it. And we would just love to leave behind a business shard for you to sort of like keep our contact. It has our most, because we don't have our Jizzle Knob contact info anymore. We have our adult version. So we just want you, we're not at House Dingle Dong anymore. So here you go. And you don't worry about it. You know, just like that's for you to have.
Are these M shards, magical shards? Because I like physical cards. I like real.
Yeah, if I'm being honest about physical shards, like a not like an off white, but like a white 17, like a just like a not an eggshell white, but maybe like a nuanced milk white. Does that make sense?
I love that. And if we were not a part of the shattering right now, I guess we could magic physical shards into your shards right now,
sure,
if you'd
sure.
like one.
No. The magical energy one is fine.
We did a small printing to start. Just
we have a frame.
Sure.
We have a framed one that I've affixed to my trunk, just to sort of remind me that, like, hey, you're out in the world now. You're a businessman. You need to be taken seriously, and your sister's a businesswoman.
And that reminds me. Before we go, I'd love for you to tell us, when we put our forearms together, we have one tattoo that sort of like bridges the gap between two of our arms. You know, like they form one message. And now I'm like really fearful about this tattoo artist we went to. Could you tell us?
We've got to have to talk to the guy. What does this say?
What does this say?
It says, love each other.
Aww. That's definitely not what we asked for.
It's gross. It was supposed gross. To say dark magic forever.
Just imagine it says dark magic forever. We have to go back to that guy.
We have to go back to that guy.
You should get your money back, for sure.
Oh, we sort of did like a trade where we turned him into wheels.
Oh, so it was like a barter system? Like,
yeah.
Did you get your tattoos at Burping Mom?
We did.
Because that's
did
all based on barter system, right?
It is
the
barter system.
Are you a burper?
Are you a burper? I didn't know.
I've never been, but I hear it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just have to go with the right crew. It's helpful to have a mix of people who've burped a lot. You don't want... If you're a bunch of first-time burpers, it's going to be tough because it's a lot of logistics.
Mm-hmm. You're also going to want some people that are there just to spot.
Yes. That's another place where you need spotters.
I also should have done a small print run. What am I going to do with all these headshots?
Can I ask, you know, I realize, Shanaken and Shinanessa, that I never asked you, like, where are you trapped right now?
Oh, we're actually, this is embarrassing. Wow. Okay, I guess we'll tell you.
There's a lot of, I see a lot of, like, kids' toys in the background.
Yeah, we're sort of at our parents' house.
But it's just like, we didn't mean to be. This is just like, we came back to do laundry before our gap era.
Well, not just to do, we were here to do laundry and to do grave threats and a sundering of the bonds that tie us to our parents.
I see. And you've only been there for months and months?
Just a few months.
Well, just a few months, just while we like sort of made our plan for our gap era.
We had a lot of laundry.
So that was
well before
the shattering.
Well, technically, yes. We have been here for some months, and this has happened to be where we were post-graduation, pre-shattering. But look, like, if you have a cloak you really like, and it's got a thing in it, and your mom knows how to get the stain out, and you don't, no matter how much you do, and she says it's going to take a couple of rounds, then you give it a couple of rounds.
That reminds me. Do you think she'd know how to get this tree out of my robes that's growing out of my robes?
Oh, my God. I don't know how I didn't notice that before.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
What is that, an elm?
I think it's an oak.
Snake, and what kind of stains are you getting on your robes? Potions, or...?
Oh, no, mostly sort of blood and ichor. I'm pretty sure this one is ichor.
It's so hard, because if you don't catch it right away, it just sets.
It does. And then if you don't catch it right away after it sets, it moves.
Have you tried putting your cloak in the tide?
Oh, yes. Well, the first thing we did was we actually caught the tide in a pen, and then we used the tide pen on it. Well, we tried, but then my mother has she has a tried and true method wherein she puts it in a large basin and some sort of salts and curses. I'm not sure exactly.
She tried summoning like a fabulous breeze.
Well, it's not a smell like, issue, Arnold. Honestly, it's a
it's
stain.
A visual thing.
It's a visual thing, and no, you know, we couldn't just make it have a fabulous breeze. We need to get in there. We might need to put in some like extra oomph. We might need to really moxie clean, but it's not really the right shade for that.
I feel like whenever Isidore gets a stain on his robe, he just has a bird shit on that stain, and that helps distract from the stain, than the eyesore.
It honestly wouldn't be so much of a problem if it weren't constantly moving around. That's right. That's the biggest part of it that makes it hard.
And not being formed from birds and wind and magic and frogs, we don't have the same relationship to like make the bird really keep moving around, you know?
The last time I tried to get a bird to do something, it wouldn't, and I killed it.
That's terrible. I'm going to light this turkey. Oh, look at it go.
Whoa. Now that's fun.
Oh, that was dangerous. Very dangerous. I definitely should not have done that. All right. Well, I'm going to put out this fire. Okay. All right. No. Everything's fine here. Everything's fine. Don't worry about me.
Oh, no. Your oak is on fire.
No, It's fine. I'm good.
How embarrassing for you. No. Mom, we're using the room. No, we need
Mom,
like five.
We told you that we were doing a rune thing right now for work.
It's a work rune.
We're working right now.
But hello, yeah, Mrs. Freshgrave.
Don't talk to her.
Don't talk to her.
Hello, lovelies.
Mom.
How are all you?
We're good.
Are you doing all right during this time?
Well, we're trying
Stay
our best.
Well.
As well as we can.
Being safe.
I love you talking on the room to your children. Oh, what's going on now?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mr. Freshgrave.
Oh, Mr. Freshgrave.
Hello.
Mr. FG.
You know, in this time, we can't do what we normally do, which is sell wooden fans with inspirational sayings on them. But we'd like to give you this digital fan from our house to yours.
Oh.
Mine says, dance like no one's been there.
Mine says, laugh like no one's told a joke.
Aw. Oh.
You take care. You take care.
You too, Mrs. Freshgrave.
Oh, you too. Take care.
Come to the table. Your mom made mac and cheese and it's getting cold.
Ooh, oh, mac so and nice. Cheese.
I Ernie, love them.
Do you have digital fans?
I don't know. You have to check our analytics.
They're made out of fingers.
Well, it seems that our mother requires us at the dinner table before the mac and cheese reaches a temperature that is unideal.
They seem lovely.
No, that's how they want to seem. I can't believe that everyone in this world got shattered into shards, and our shard is so big that we're still in it with our mom and dad.
Oh, you're chunked.
Good one.
Good one, yes. Arnie.
Yes. Can I ask Nakin and Shanessa, before we let you go and end the podcast, would you mind asking your parents if, it doesn't have to be right away, if they'd ever want to be guests on our podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, good luck explaining to them what it is and how they can find it and how they could listen to it and its sort of cultural worth and impact. But yes, no, absolutely, we can ask them.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, take it cheesy.
Chunt, you embarrassed us in front of those young sorcerers.
Did I chunk
it?
I tried to be confident.
We said chunk it. Why do you say chunk it?
It's not chunk.
Fuck. No, what is that?
Hey, you kids chonking?
Oh, stop it.
Look
stop
who's
it.
Chonking.
That's the worst.
Ugh, you're worse than like Gravel Ass over here, whatever his name is.
My name is Grablor.
No, and you're post credits.
I have to go
credits.
Too. I have to go too because I'm also at a not ideal temperature. I'm on fire right now.
Yeah. Sir, why don't you go figure out how to get us out of this weird magical thing?
I'm machinating about it right now.
I'm going to go ahead and roll off the beach. I'll see you guys next week.
All right, so I'll go back.
Squid
to
out.
Mapeson. Oh, shit, I'm the last one in this shard. That's always really.
Oh, are you?
I'm the last one in this rune.
No, that's not true at all.
Well, you're in the real world with me, but I'm just saying in the rune, like in the rune conversation, which at this point is all that matters
is
to me.
Is there a difference between this and the real world?
It's complicated. What a nice note to end the episode on.
Mm-hmm.
My inspirational fan from the Freshgrave Twins says, "Dance like no one is laughing. The perfect fit for this place of employ." You've been listening to anything other than the suffocating silent hell prison that is your own sequestered mind. Also known as Hello from the Magic Tavern. Shattered Edition. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Checks Notes Squid was played by Adol Rafai. Schnaken and Schnonessa Freshgrave were played by special guests Zach Reno and Jess McKenna from the improvised musical podcast Off Book. You can see Zach in the new Netflix show Bruise Brothers. But IMDb lists the stars of the show as other names who aren't Zach. So I'm not sure what that's about. Follow Jess and Zach on Instagram at JessMcKenna and Zach Reno. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance from Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm about to go destroy Trisha's rehearsal schedule by being utterly unavailable on Tuesdays from 7 to 9.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.